Welcome to Books on Air, where you'll hear the insight stories of established authors and their work and inspiration of first-time authors. I'm Connie Whitman, in for Suzanne Harris, and today we're going to speak with Leonard O'Donnell. He's the author of his new book, From Spam to Baloney. Now, do you like to read and laugh? Stay tuned as we explore my guest's new book, where laughter and humor is just a book away. So today we're speaking with Leonard, and Leonard's new book, again, From Spam to Baloney, provides a collection of humor from useless internet spam with a dose of spice to hold you in awe, with a lot of wow and a pinch of reality. So, Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today. So your book, From Spam to Baloney, just gives us a really unique insight to the internet and how we interact with that online world. So I'm really happy that we're able to discuss the book today.
Thank you.
A pleasure, a real pleasure. So let's jump in. How did you go about putting the idea of this book together? And did you have a moment when you knew you had a book?
Connie, it's interesting. I'm a retired pastor, and all my life I've enjoyed a good joke, a good illustration. And so for 50 years, I've saved all of these things. And a few years ago, I was looking at file folders full of this stuff, and I thought, you know, the grandkids are going to come along one of these days and throw this in the dumpster. So I figured I better do something with it. So I started typing it out and putting it into chapters and ended up with the book. So that's how it all started.
That's interesting. What made you keep all of the notes over the years? Did you use them in the church as a pastor? Is that where they originally evolved?
I did. I also am a musician. I perform live music, and I've used a lot of these in my concerts and as well as in the pastoring work. Yeah, so I pulled them out and used them when I hit on a particular subject, yes, that I needed.
And it's funny because humor is such a nice remedy for most things, right?
Exactly. A lot of times they won't think much about the music, but they'll remember the jokes I told, yes.
And that's good thing. So, all right, so describe for us, what do you think your sense of humor is?
Well, you know, my wife tells me I have a corny sense of humor. I think it's pretty genuine myself, but I love a good joke, and I love people that can tell them. And so I've been working on it. I've been honing this craft for a while now.
So your wife thinks you're corny?
Occasionally I'll get the thumbs down, you know, from the audience.
I love it.
Be careful.
Listen, you got to try them out and see what the reaction is, right? You got to try
exactly. It is risky business. I know. I'm trying to be funny. Yes.
I think you have a delightful sense of humor, and I like how you said authentic. You didn't use authentic. What word did you use? Genuine.
Yeah, right.
I think that comes through loud and clear. So, writing this book, what do you hope the readers will take away, you know, from this masterpiece?
Well, you know, in the books that I've sold locally here around, I occasionally will go to concerts or go to church services or whatever, and I'll hear people reading out of my book. And they don't even know I'm in the audience in most cases, but it's a real compliment when people will use your material and reuse it. So I'm hoping that anybody that gets this book and reads it will just have hours of good pleasure and laughter. It's clean, it's family oriented, and I don't need to be ashamed of any of it, but it's really great stuff.
I love it. Can you give us an example of one of your an excerpt from the book, maybe one of your jokes that you've used that did get good mileage for you, either as a pastor or as a musician?
Yeah. I was just looking at what I had on the back cover of the book. It's quoted inside the book. It says, a visiting soloist at a church function. He bragged to his audience in a booming, obnoxious voice. He said, 2 years ago, I insured my voice with Lloyd's of London for $1 million. There was a hushed and awkward silence in the room until an elderly woman yelled out, so what did you do with the money? That's funny.
I like that one. Did you create these jokes on your own, or did you read things and then incorporate them as jokes throughout the years?
Well, actually, a bit of both. A bit of both. I've saved things I've heard other people say, and sometimes I've embellished them, you know, and made them my own. But I was just looking at, you know, one chapter is like children's comedy, and one is seniors comedy, and one is blondes, and one is rednecks, and, you know, the whole gamut. But concerning the blondes, it says a blonde was weed whacking her yard and accidentally cut off the tail of her cat, who was hiding in the grass. She rushed her cat along with the tail over to Walmart. Her blonde friend says, "Walmart? Why Walmart?" She says, "Hello, Walmart is the largest retailer in the world." So anyway, just crazy stuff, but it's fun.
I love it. Do you have, by chance, do you have a favorite part of the book?
You know, I use a lot of the Christian comedy because I use that in my preaching and so on. But there's a lot of good children comedy and seniors, you know, and yeah. But in my music, I call it my redneck jokes, you know, and bring those out. But yeah.
Do you try them out on your grandkids?
Oh, yes, yes. I meet people in the parking lot here and there from time to time, say, "I really enjoyed your book, especially that one about such and such," and they'll tell me their favorite, you know. Yeah.
How does that make you feel when people, like, on the street just say, "Hey, that was a great section of the book"? How does that make you feel?
I know. I've had people say, "Look, I started reading it before I went to bed, and I was up half the night," kind of thing. That's a real compliment to me.
Did you expect that when you started compiling all of your notes into a book? Did you think that would happen?
Well, I just knew it was funny, and I knew I enjoyed it, but I wasn't sure that other people would grab onto it as much as I do. But it's working.
So your kids, do they tease you, or are they super proud of you? You know,
well, the grandkids especially, you know, they're always looking for a joke, and they're always looking for something funny, and that's a great way to communicate with the grandkids. And yeah, we do that a lot.
Yeah, humor really, music and humor, I think, are universal language, no matter the age of the person, right? There's this deep connection. And I think music is the same way, right? Because we could feel the music and laughter.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Laughter is just, to me, laughter is music, right? When we laugh, it's musical, right? It feels good. It
yes.
feels good in the
yes.
soul. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed, you know, public speakers that I enjoy usually have an opening, get your attention kind of thing. And this book works really great for that. Anybody does any public speaking or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do. I think anecdotes or I do quite a bit of public speaking myself. And it's funny because when you tell a story about something silly you did, it humanizes you,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you become vulnerable with your audience, and not in a bad way, but they see you. They see you as relevant and reliable, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Now, are you still currently a pastor, or are you retired?
Well, I'm both. I'm still active and very busy, and yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you still use the humor with your congregation?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they look forward to it. They look forward to it, yes.
What if you don't use a joke in a sermon? Would they call you out and say, "Leonard, no joke today"? Would they call you out?
They probably would. I know I have several mentioned to me, you know, we always are impressed with the way you open up your speeches. So anyway, yeah.
I love it.
Well, I mean, like this weekend, you know, it's Halloween weekend in the month. And I had one here. It says, how a Christian is like a pumpkin. He says, God picks you from the patch, brings you in, washes the dirt off you that you picked up from the other pumpkins. Then he cuts the top off, scoops out all the yucky stuff. He then removes the seeds of doubt, hate, and greed. Then he carves you a new smiling face, puts his light inside you to shine for the entire world to see. Isn't that cool?
Oh, my God. That's so timely. That's perfect.
I know. I used that yesterday. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh,
several people wanted a copy of it, yeah.
That was very beautiful and so visual, right? I think we understand visually. Do you have a chapter or chapters in the book that you have like seasonal humor like that?
I do. Yes, yes. Some for Thanksgiving, some Christmas, and Easter, and that various thing. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Your kids growing up, do they ever tease you about how much they laughed with you, like your sense of humor from a parental standpoint?
Well, you know, when the grandkids were younger, I mean, they used to get me in the lazy boy chair and they would do my hair up and they would put makeup on me. We just had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was great memories, you know, when I look back. Yeah.
That's amazing. And always humor and smile. And I think that gets us all through the hard times, which we all have hard times, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Now, are you optimistic about the future of the internet?
Wow, this internet thing, I'm slow at getting into this, but that's where the grandkids can help. But yeah, I think this is a wonderful opportunity through the internet, and I'm looking forward to doing some good things with it here on this book.
Yeah, and you're right, the kids, the grandkids specifically, the technology, Leonard, is so intuitive for them. You know, they grew up with iPhones in their hands.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they'll be able to teach you so many cool things so that you can get your message out with humor, because I think people resonate with humor about all sorts of topics. So they'll really be able to help you cast that net even wider, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love it. So now if people are interested in buying your book, because, you know, the holidays are coming, Leonard, I think your book, I think, makes an amazing stocking stuffer, or for whichever holiday people are celebrating, it makes an awesome gift.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's a great thing. And concerning that, I had this one liner in there. It says, a prospective husband in a bookstore says to the sales clerk, "Do you have a book called Husband, the Master of the House?" The sales girl said, "Sir, fiction and comics are on the first floor." Yeah, just crazy stuff, Connie, but I love it.
Leonard, you're amazing. I think your sense of humor is absolutely feels good. You're making me laugh. You're making my day today. This has been a wonderful interview. So, Leonard, we have to tell people where to get the book. So if our discussion today hopefully had you laughing, it certainly had me laughing, and you're curious about this awesome book, because Leonard, I have to buy the book because I public speak. So I certainly could use some of your humor, right?
Definitely.
I love it. Everyone, please go to Amazon to buy Leonard's book. It's called From Spam to Baloney, and it's by Leonard O'Donnell. This may be just what you've been looking for a laugh or two. And, you know, with the holidays coming, Leonard, right, we have families together. Maybe everybody shares their favorite joke in the book, or they just share their favorite joke, and people who are listening could buy the book and share one of your jokes. All the kids and grandkids will think they're brilliant, right?
Exactly. Great.
I love it. Leonard, thanks so much for the interview today. It truly was delightful, and it was inspiring. You have me laughing, and that's just a great way to begin the week. So thank you so much.
Amen.
You got it. I hope today's conversation has inspired everyone listening to laugh just a bit more and find humor in everyday life. This has been Books on Air. I am Connie Whitman, and my guest today was Leonard O'Donnell. If you want to travel the universe without leaving your living room, all you have to do is read. Maybe it'll make you smile too. Thanks.